I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that all children engage in moderate to vigorous physical activity or active playtime each day. To talk about making physical activity a way of life for children and the impact that this routine has on a child's health and development is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, what are some of the biggest benefits when children engage in physical activity or even active playtime on a daily basis?
There are a number of benefits to physical activity and just active, busy play, both for adults and kids. And they include improvements in our heart health, prevention of chronic diseases such as obesity, hypertension, diabetes, as well as better muscle and bone health, mental health and the diffusion of stress, improved self-esteem, and improved focus and attention.
And what sorts of physical activity are we really talking about for kids?
The American Academy of Pediatrics makes recommendations by age and stage. So for infants, we recommend that they have at least 30 minutes of activity throughout the day, and primarily this would be tummy time while they're awake specifically. For toddlers, we recommend that they get at least 3 hours of physical activity throughout the day. This could be a walk through the neighborhood or just free outside play in the yard, of course supervised. And for preschoolers, again, at least 3 hours of activity throughout the day, including at least 1 hour of moderate to vigorous activity. This could be walking around the neighborhood, of course, supervised. And then the more vigorous activity could include tumbling, throwing, catching, that sort of thing. For elementary school kids on up through high school, we recommend that they get at least 60 minutes of activity each day, and then for 3 days a week, we recommend that they participate in muscle and bone strengthening activities. And for the elementary school kids, often this is free play, maybe organized sports. For middle schoolers, this could certainly involve sports as well. And then for teenagers, again, you know, in addition to the 60 minutes a day of physical activity, again, that 3 days a week of muscle and bone strengthening.
Well, we can guess that many kids probably aren't getting these recommended hours of physical activity every day.
Yeah, it's a point of concern for pediatricians and public health officials. We do know that only about 25% of kids get the recommended amount of physical activity each day. We're all in a virtual world these days, kids included. And so I think it's really important to really think closely about the amount of time we're spending on devices these days and counterbalance that with a good amount of physical activity as well.
And you also mentioned physical exercise could help with a child's attention and focus. Tell us more about that.
We do know that both for kids and adults, more physical activity and improving the blood flow throughout our whole body, including our brain, is better for our attention span and our focus, and particularly for kids who have trouble with attention and focus, even more important.
Dr. Mack, thanks for this information about the importance of active playtime and physical activity for children.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.